I'm Edgar. I'm formerly with Community Development, but I also volunteer with the Racial Justice Coalition and Redline Salish Sea.
I'm Junga Subedar, and I'm with the Racial Justice Coalition CDC and the Welcome Civil Rights Project. Racism is not about individuals. It's systemic. So I think that the majority of people in this world are very compassionate and loving and feel distraught when they see someone else suffering or injustice. But injustice and suffering comes from systemic problems, not from bad people necessarily. There are obviously some bad people, but I think we have very flawed systems and institutions that need to be corrected. And that's what we see. And that affects people on an individual level. It affects the quality of life and sometimes our relationships. But I think that's, we need to go back to that racism is a systemic problem. So we need to address it on a systemic level. And when we talk about it in those terms and not take it as an individual thing or a personal judgment.
For me, Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord and the from that came out of the COP21, that's been something that's on my mind. How we talk about climate is in the past has been very limited. And I think Junga brought up a good point about how we have to talk about race, especially when we talk about climate and what is climate justice, because usually people of color, poor people, indigenous people are the ones that are at the forefront and on the front lines that are feeling the full brunt of climate change right now. And regarding this whole COP21 and pulling out of the Paris Accord, even though it didn't go far enough, it was a half measure, but now this half measure is going to be rolled back, and it's going to really hurt all the people that are already hurting. It's going to even accelerate the problem even more. Whereas before, maybe it could buy us some time to figure out what a real solution. And I think this was also one of the critiques that came out of the Paris Accord from people from the grassroots, that this accord didn't go far enough. If there's going to be an agreement, then it should go all the way. You know, we have to talk about the systemic issues that are perpetuating climate injustice, environmental injustice. And I look at the systems that's holding it up and keeping us from having real justice. Of course, the system that's affecting us right now, it's a system that thrives on racism and white supremacy and imperialism. That's how we got here in the first place. So we have to have that historical analysis and context. But, you know, at the same time, this is not the end of it. You know, this opens up an opportunity for people in the communities to address climate change at the local level, knowing that the federal government is climate deniers, and they're looking for the interest of fossil fuel companies. And I know the majority of our people in our community care for the environment and care about race and having a good economy, strong economy. So this opens up an opportunity for us to have those real conversations about what climate justice and what does action look like at the local level.
One of the reasons why we haven't addressed climate change and climate justice more effectively is because of racism. There's a very big disconnect in our culture between white people and people of color, because even though the U.S. is very diverse, it is very segregated. Communities of color, just like our community here in Whatcom County and Bellingham, is very segregated. There are generally white wealthy people in their neighborhoods, and then there are people of color that are generally poor in their neighborhoods, and they live vastly different lives. And they deal with different things. They worry about different things. So these are good people that don't know each other. I think that's why we have a hard time understanding each other's issues. That's why we have continued injustice and abuses of the environment and lack of funding for public education for all of our children, not just some of our children in Edgemoor or in Lake Whatcom, but in Birchwood, in the Roosevelt neighborhood, in North Bellingham. So I think that we have a lot of work to do because I think even when we have best intentions, we are in two different worlds in the U.S. and we need to start coming together if we're going to solve these issues, because it's not just people of color, it's not just white people, they're not separate issues. We have to work together to solve these issues, because as I said in the beginning, I feel like these are systemic issues.
So in this moment that we're living in right now, I think there's a lot of people that want to do something totally different than has been in the past. And I think that's one of the appealing things of what the Racial Justice Coalition is doing, what C2C is doing, Red Line Salish Sea, like this kind of coalitions or kind of grassroots movements that are based on solidarity and direct action. I think this is filling a void that's in the community, knowing that everything that we've tried in the past got us to where we're at right now, where, you know, it's perfectly normal now to talk to have fascist people saying whatever they want freely, and people saying, well, that's their right. It's okay for them to be like that, you know. Whereas we take the stand where that's not acceptable, and that's something we can't normalize. I think it's drawing a lot of people's attention because of the way that we're approaching and trying to resolve these issues and head on. And it's being led by the people that are the most impacted. And at the same time, it's opening up the space to talk about what leadership is. Is leadership city council and the mayor and that's it? Or, you know, is there another way of building community leadership? And I think that's one of the things that we're offering to the people. We're presenting an opportunity for people to participate and address these issues from a grassroots perspective.